Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max, you're not a preacher, priest, or a theologian, right?
That's correct, Roy. I'm an artist, a sculptor, a painter, jeweler, got a degree in architecture, and I'm a designer. God put that in my DNA. And I'm also a husband and a father, but I am...
And an evangelist.
And an evangelist, and God has basically taken me and changed my target of what I'm after these days. And I used to be trying to build my kingdom, and ever since God got a hold of Sherry and me in a big way back in 1989, we've been trying to build his kingdom. And so this radio show talks about our Lord, our King, Jesus, and the miracles that he's working in our life.
Speaking of miracles, we have a miracle of the week every week. What is it this week?
Well, you know, money's a big deal to people in the world, and we all need it at times, you know. And there's all kind of miracles Christians can talk about that happen. And we all pray for different needs, healing and family and, you know, illness and all those kind of things. But, you know, if you're in this world, it's not too long before you got to pray for money. And so money miracles get people's attention. And we got an incredible money miracle that we have shared before. We've shared throughout the history of the Coming King Foundation, and we're going to share today about one of the greatest money miracles that we've ever witnessed and ever seen.
You know, you just said something. Just dawned on me. You're right. I've heard all kinds of stories in my life about miracles of healing. But when you hear a money miracle, everybody can relate to that.
Everybody can relate.
It's like that gets their attention when you have a money miracle.
Right.
And we have got a continuation of the story. If people listen to us every week, Herschel Reed. Yeah, so talk a little bit about Herschel.
Okay, Herschel Reed is just a wonderful man of God, and he's become a great friend.
I got to meet him.
And you got to meet him, and I mean, he is a character. He's the real deal. He is the man that God used to basically donate the $500,000 to the Coming King Foundation that allowed us to build the Sculpture Prayer Garden. And he did it through an incredible miracle. But old Herschel's a unique kind of Christian. If you've got an image of typical Christians, that's not Herschel. And I remember the Sunday after Herschel gave the money and told us he was going to give us the money to build this garden and buy the land, the $500,000, we went to church, and our little daughter that was there in the pew with us, and she said, Where's that man? And I said, well, that's him sitting way over right over there. And she goes, Where? And I said, there, the one in the flip-flops and the shorts. And she said, no way. And I said, yeah, that's him right there. And God, Herschel is the real deal, folks. He doesn't put on airs. He's the real thing. And it's just a privilege to have Herschel back on the show this week to tell more of the details behind this incredible $500,000 money miracle.
Herschel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Roy. It's great to be back with you guys again.
You've shared how God has given you $500,000. Talk about the fleece.
Yeah. Herschel gave us $500,000, to buy the land, but before he did that, he put out a fleece. And Herschel, why don't you tell people exactly what kind of fleece did you put out, and what is a fleece? What's the biblical basis for a fleece?
Yeah, I'll start with the biblical basis, because this is all a part of hearing God, and part of that is knowing His Word and knowing what He wrote down in His written Word. I'll start back with Gideon. Gideon was a man not unlike me. he probably had orange flip flops and shorts too.
He probably did.
And the Lord had spoken to Gideon that he wanted him to go do something, and Gideon said, "Well, he's just a little guy. He, as a matter of fact, he was scared. I don't really want to go do this." And he just kind of hiding out. You want me to go do this? And the Lord's telling him, "Yeah, I want you." He said, "Well, okay. Here's the deal. If you want me to go do it, I'm going to put this fleece out, literally a fleece from a sheep. I'm going to put it out, and if you want me to go," and I get them backwards, so forgive me if I've got this story a little bit backwards, but it both things happened, so it was one or the other. But he laid the fleece out, and he said, if you want me to go when I get up in the morning, then I want to see this fleece is wet. And so he got up the next morning, and the fleece was wet. And Gideon was, again, kind of like me, well, that wasn't good enough. That could have been by chance. So he said, okay, if you want this to happen the next, I want the fleece to be dry when I get up. So next time it was dry, and Gideon was like, okay, that's good enough for me, God. I'm ready. Let's go.
And the ground was wet, by the way. In those cases, the way Gideon did the fleece, he said, okay, make it wet and keep the ground dry. God did that. Then he said, okay, now make it dry and make the ground wet. And God answered that fleece, so Gideon couldn't get out of it, just like Herschel Reed couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, that was the fleece that he put out. The fleece I put out was, as I shared last week, was asking the Lord to show me a hawk when I opened my eyes. And basically, as you heard it, over a period of time there, within minutes, he actually did have a hawk appear. I mean, that's literally what I asked. I asked for a hawk, and just like Gideon, I said, well, John, this is a hill country after all. I mean, it's not that unusual to see a hawk in the hill country. And then he began answering me with multiple hawks.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is God still giving clear instructions to His kids today?
Absolutely, He is. He gave me clear instructions that day, and He's given me clear instructions on many other things that I've asked Him for.
And how you know, when you get those instructions, what should people do? I mean, you know, we all think we're hearing God. I mean, do you recommend putting out a fleece? I know I've done it a couple of times, and God's answered it my fleeces, and I know exactly what He wants me to do. You know, what is your recommendation about stepping out in faith there, Herschel?
Oh, I would most definitely recommend, you know, I have no problem, of course, now with putting out a fleece. I have no problem with looking in that word, and I have no problem hearing it, and I would absolutely recommend that when Dad tells you to do it, you need to do it.
Yeah.
Because that's His plan. That's what He wants. And He wants His kids to listen and obey Him.
Yeah. And so, you know, one thing that people listening need to know is a lot of things, God's will is clearly explained in the Bible. Like, you don't have to say, put out a fleece to see if I'm supposed to go rob a liquor store. You know, that His will is clearly revealed throughout the Old and New Testament. But what we're talking about with these fleeces and with Herschel and with even Gideon is, you know, okay, God, we don't really know what Your will is in this matter, and we don't see that specifically dealt with in this particular issue in the Bible. So, God, show me, you know, do I go left? Do I go right? Do I do this? And for me, one time I had I saw a lady with a neck brace, and I felt like God said, I want you to pray for that lady to be healed. I didn't know her. I was at a convention center, a total stranger, and I put out a fleece, and I said, God, if You want me to pray for that lady to be healed or whatever, have her walk over to me and say something. A total man, a total stranger. And that, as soon as I said that, that lady walked 150 yards over to me, walked right up to me and said, that's a pretty bola tie you got. And I said, thank you, but I think God wants to heal you. Let me pray for you. And she said, okay. Prayed for her, and she was instantly healed. And that was the fleece I put out. See, I wouldn't have gone up to a strange lady I didn't know.
But I wouldn't have heard you.
You know, but I put it in God's hands, and He had that lady walk right up to me. And so that's the kind of fleeces that we're talking about, and God will give you those fleeces.
Well, Max, what happened after prayer for money and millions of souls?
Yeah, well, again, you know, that goes back to the story of Herschel, and you know, he put that fleece out, asked God for hawks. The hawks came. Becky Johns happened to be there praying with the 19 folks, whatever, and got it all on video. And then we went to the board meeting that night at Cracker Barrel, and we basically surrendered the vision because God had not given us the money yet. We'd raised as much as we could, but it wasn't enough to do it. And we didn't know God's just answered Herschel's fleece. And so we basically gave it up. And you know, after praying, all the seven original board members, we all prayed, but we had basically surrendered the deal, and that was the end of it, you know, until the next morning when Herschel Reed called me, or I called him on the phone after he left a message on my phone recorder the night before with the red light blinking, and I'd come in that night after the board meeting and after earlier praying with Herschel and the 19 people out at the land, and the light was blinking. And I went punched the button. It's the voice said, "Hey Max, this is Herschel. God said to give you $500,000. Come out in the morning, and I'll tell you about it." And that's how that happened.
And did you faint?
Oh yeah, I know. I didn't faint. I jumped up and down. Excuse me. Yeah, and I told Sherry, and she was jumping up and down, and we just couldn't believe that what that message was. And then the next morning, we did go out and see Herschel.
Well, Herschel, I got a question. Was giving up the right thing for Max to do?
Yeah, you're speaking about him surrendering that vision. Yes, I absolutely think that was the right thing for him to do, because he needed to give it up to allow the Lord to do what He wanted to do.
Well, in go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's just a strange concept for us to see as humans that. It doesn't make sense to us to have to give something up to get it, but that's exactly how the kingdom works and how our lives with Him work. If we don't give up our own lives and seek after His, we never truly see the eternal life.
You know, Herschel, in addition, you know, to the $500,000 which we needed to make the land deal work that you gave us, I got out to your ranch, and you know, when I walked up, you said, good thing that you got here. There's been a big hawk yelling at me in this big old oak tree right here, and I told God I was going to give you the money. And then I asked you, what are you talking about? And that's when you then revealed to me that you, the next morning, that you had put out this fleece and that you were indeed going to help us. And then you surprised me even more by offering to help pay for the engineering drawings. And most people don't know that, but the Reed family helped us pay for the engineering drawings that were done by VEI in Fredericksburg.
Herschel, we appreciate everything that you've done and you continue to do, not just for the cross, but all the things that you do in your life on a day-to-day basis to help others, you and your family. And we're looking back to forward to having you back next week again to talking more about this great experience that you and the cross have been involved in, and we just wanted you to know we appreciate you a lot.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say that, Roy, that this is one of the most incredible people I've met in my life. And by the grace of God, I have met some amazing, wonderful Christians. And, you know, the one thing they have in common is they're the real deal, and they're sold out to God. And it doesn't have anything to do with how many degrees they have or how they dress or how they talk. It's that,
even if they have flip-flops.
Yeah, I mean that it's the what's in them and the integrity, and that's what Herschel Reed has, and he is a man of his word, and this garden wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Herschel Reed and his wife Shannon that helped us get this land.
And Dad. I had to put that in, Herschel. Herschel, thanks again. We appreciate you. We'll see you back next week. Max Greiner, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate you. And anything else? How can people get in touch with us?
Okay, well, go to the website. It's just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or www.thecrossatkerrville.org, and you can hear the whole full story in chronological order on the website. We also have video presentations and the whole thing, and so it's all Herschel's a big part of the Coming King Foundation and this miracle story, and so you can hear it in a lot of different forms by simply going to our website.
And we want to encourage you to come to the cross. You don't have to believe or not believe anything. Just come up there. It's in Kerrville. You can't miss it. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry, and I have some amazing comments for you today. I'll read the first one, and the name is withheld, and you'll hear why in a moment, and it's from Harper, Texas. In late 2014, I visited the Empty Cross for the first time. I am 26 years old. The last 13 years of my life I spent in the chains of drug addiction, abusive relationships, and no sense of hope. In October of 2014, Jesus saved me. In November of 2014, I visited the cross and prayed for healing and deliverance. Since that December in 2014, I have been set free from drugs and alcohol. I am a sold-out, bought-by-the-blood believer. Praise God. Coming back here reminds me how far Jesus has brought me and how far he still has to take me. Thank you. From Deborah W. in Austin, Texas, from TripAdvisor, was placed on our website. She says, peaceful. My husband and I went to the Coming King Sculpture Garden and found it to be so beautiful and peaceful. It overlooks Kerrville and some of the hill country. The sculptures are beautiful. And my last one is from Veronica Hardwood and family. Thank you so much for having this beautiful place. I have visited again and enjoy every moment. Thank you, and God bless. And I have time for one more quick comment. It's from Sheila from TripAdvisor. This is the best peaceful place in town. You can feel the peace overcome you. You can write a prayer on a rock and place it with thousands of other prayer rocks. The view is outstanding, and you will never, never regret going. And I'm out of time, so I'll be back with you next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians.
Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.